tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Monday, February 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is longtime Patriot brother Rick Nieper down from Livingston County area way. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, morning, Randy.
This is the former Trucker Rick turned Officer Rick, now turning into the healthy Rick, and we want to have him on the show this morning. Rick, you met Missy, I believe, at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast we had in August, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I know she was trying to scan some people out there at the gun range. The internet wasn't necessarily working really well, but you got somewhat intrigued about her program and about her technology, about how she's able to scan people. I want you to tell the folks, first of all, let me ask you some rapid-fire questions. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 56.
56, okay. And you've been in law enforcement for years. You've done all kinds of things in your life, like I have. And at 56, where were you physically before you started Missy's program? How much did you weigh?
252.3.
252.3. Okay, how tall are you?
5'9" and a half.
Okay, just under 5'10". Okay, got it. 252 at 5'9" and a half. Now, did you have some health issues going on in your life? Were you on any type of medications? Are you having any reoccurring health issues that you were dealing with?
Well, I've been on high blood pressure meds since I was, I don't know, 29 or 30 years old. And I know that long term, my mother took them from a young age too, that it blew out her kidneys. I've known for a while that I wanted to try and do something to get off of those meds. And, the more research I do into holistic type things and homeopathic type things, you know, I've learned that it is possible to get off those meds.
Right. And now, this, I want to be clear for the record, point of clarification. You're talking blood pressure. So was this something you think was hereditary, like mom had it and other members in your family, any brothers or sisters, any of you guys besides just yourself with high blood pressure issues?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely some hereditary to it, but I think a lot of what we eat today is what causes us to have these problems.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident I'm going to be able to get off my meds.
Now, did mom overcome her high blood pressure situation? Did she lose weight? Is mom still alive? Did she pass away?
No, she did lose weight and stuff, but it, you know, she still struggled with it. But yeah, she ended up, she had high blood pressure till the day she died.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. How old was she when she died?
78.
Okay. Yep. Now let me ask you this. You, heard about the program, you heard Missy on the show, you've seen me in person to see how much, you know, the 90 pounds I've lost this past year. Let me ask you this question. What made you finally decide to say, you know what, I'm going to contact Missy, I'm going to get a free phone consultation, I'm going to have her scan me? And what made you decide to get going with the weight loss program?
So I was skeptical last summer at the pig shoot. And about this hand scan until I did it. and it told me things that I knew were wrong with me, and I never told her anything. So I believed in the hand scan after I did it because of the information I got out of that. So
basically, you did not tell any of this information to Missy. Just let her scan you, and then she told you what you already knew about yourself.
And more, yes.
Interesting.
So I wasn't a believer.
You weren't a believer. No. Well, you're skeptical about all kinds of stuff, brother. So what else is new for Rick Neeper, right? Oh, my God, that is so funny. Hey, listen, I'm going to hold you through the break. Can you stay on through the break with us?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, skeptical Rick became a believer. Oh, that is too funny. We're going to take a short break and word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. We're holding Officer Rick out of his class that he's participating in this morning. Appreciate him being on the show. Now, Rick, you started the program, and this looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, January 15th was day one when you started?
I believe it was. It was 3 weeks ago today.
Okay, 3 weeks ago today. Okay, now, the screenshot, folks, and I can forward this with Rick's permission to you, 252.3 is what he weighed, and his body fat was almost 40%. You were at 39.7. Okay, that's the, that was your datum point, we call it, the starting point. Now, today, you're at 219.3, and your body fat's down to 32.2. You've lost almost 8% of body fat. But, Rick, dude, 252 to 219?
Yeah. 21 days.
Three weeks.
This is the start of 21 days. Yeah.
Over 30 pounds. 33 pounds. You see how proud people are of themselves? When I say almost 30, he says, no, Randy, he corrects me. It's 33. I love it. I love it. So down 33 pounds in 21 days and 3 weeks. And let me ask you this question. Are you hungry?
Sometimes a little bit, but no. I mean, usually I eat a lot of food, and sometimes it's probably feels like too much food.
Exactly, because your stomach's shrinking. And your brain didn't get told the signal from your stomach that, hey, we're full, you can stop eating. Let me ask you this question. When you feel those cravings, do you drink water? Does that help you satisfy, make you feel full? Does it take the cravings away like it does for me?
Yeah, no, it works good. I drink a lot of water anyhow, always have. And,
okay.
You know, my hydration is, I think, better than most people starting this program.
Right. Walking in the door, my hydration was only like 30%, and now I'm up to like 54-55% hydration. So I totally understand her logic of explaining to us. Did it make sense to you when she said, Rick, your cells are like dried up raisins and we need to turn them into big plump grapes? Did she explain that to you?
Yes, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, for sure.
A lot of sense, yeah. You can retain the supplements and all the things that go into the food that we're eating. Let me ask you this. Did you find it difficult, based on the five best, you know, proteins, the five best vegetables, the five best fruits, did you find it difficult to mix up your meal schedules and to enjoy these five best foods for you? Was that something that came easy to you, or did you struggle with that part of it?
I guess I kind of started out thinking I was going to be eating just salad and tuna fish for lunch, but I discovered you can make chili, you can make all kinds of different food that's actually really good. And I mean, last night I had a steak for dinner. It was awesome.
Right? Yeah.
You know?
Now, well, Vicky and I do resets with steak, so that's what gets us to be bad on the weekends, and then Monday we have our steak. So I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
So, this morning I'm at this SRO meeting, School Resource Officer meeting.
Yep.
And one of the districts has catered the food here, and because they have a chef on staff at their district.
Sure.
And they have chicken and waffles in there. And I asked the chef, I go, do you have anything here on the table that doesn't have any butter, oil, or sugar in it? She goes, yeah, water at the end.
Because you're on fat burn right now. You can't have any of that stuff. Right. All right, brother. For those who have been hearing about my journey with Missy, you know, being 90 pounds down since April 23rd and maintaining it, and hearing Missy with the interviews and things, but yet they haven't, went to the website truckerrandyhealth.com. They haven't listened to interviews 2 and 4 for weight loss, or 7 and 8 for the wellness scan, and then fill out the form to schedule an appointment with Missy. What would you say to those people?
Well, anybody who thinks they need to lose weight or they're having any type of health issues, I think they should definitely look into this program because, I feel a whole lot better. I can tell that my skin is healthier now, like in my hands. I'm not having to use like a lot of lotion on my hands like I used to. And I'm feeling better now. I really think that this will improve anybody's health, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Are you sleeping better, Rick? Are you sleeping better?
I usually sleep pretty good to begin with, so I haven't noticed a big difference there.
Okay. So, and how about your energy? How do you feel energy-wise?
I'm a high-energy guy to begin with, and I can tell I have more energy than before. So it's like, you know, maybe do something to slow me down a little bit. I don't know.
You're becoming the Energizer, buddy, hey?
Yep.
All right, yep. Good. Well, listen, we know you're in the class this morning. I want to let you go, but greatly appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your experience with everybody. And so bottom line is, you think if anybody's been listening, been a little skeptic, you think they should definitely check it out?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a believer. I'm sold on that hand scan. Definitely gives you a lot of information about your body and yourself. So,
okay. All right, buddy. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on. We'll let you get back into the classroom.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Officer Rick. He's a school resource officer down in Genesee County, and he stepped out of the class to give us a field report. And Missy wanted me to remind you guys, again, you need to go to the website for tracking her advertising dollars. If you're hearing about the program through this radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, or the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the TuneIn app, the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, simple radio app for the radio station, the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, any of those platforms, or the podcasts. Maybe you go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. You're listening to a podcast right now. It's very, very simple. Go to her website. This is not my website. This is her website. Trucker Randy Health, all one word, truckerrandyhealth.com. Then scroll down. Look at my pictures, April 23rd of 2023. I was in her office with Vicky. Down in Battle Creek, I'm standing in front of that big clock behind me that's in her lobby of her office. I was 296.9 pounds, almost 297. I was wearing a triple X faded out radio station t-shirt that was gray because it's been washed so many times over the last 5-6 years that it turned gray. And then 4 months and 4 days later, the picture of me in a brand new large radio station t-shirt, black on black, 217, down 80 pounds in 4 months and 4 days. Now, Rick doesn't need to lose as much as I needed to lose. I needed to lose 80, 90 pounds. You know, he started at 252. He's 5'9 and a half. So probably, maybe, I don't know, 170, 180, depending on his muscle mass. He's a police officer. I know he bench presses a lot. He has a lot of leg strength muscles. But whatever it is, 60 pounds, 70 pounds, whatever the number ends up being, he'll get there. Folks, he's lost 33 pounds in 21 days. Think about that. Not even a month into the program, 3 weeks, over 30 pounds down. He'll probably, I'm going to guess, based on his graph, he keeps sending me the screenshots almost every day, he's losing about a pound, pound and a half a day. So he's got what? Basically 9 more days to be a month, 30 days into the program. He'll be down to probably another 10, so he'll be down to 209. From 252, 40 pounds in a month. And that's normal fat burn for guys. Now, the women, of course, a lot slower. As Missy has explained, you guys have hormone issues. You have baby makers. Guys don't. We go right back into football when we were in high school or whatever, basketball, running up and down the court. But the point of the matter is, like Rick says, when you do the scan and you learn about yourself even more than you already know, then you can address those issues. And if you don't need to lose weight, there's a wellness can. I believe Missy's $250, $300, whatever it is for that, just to tell you everything that's wrong with you, to let you know what your spine looks like. When Vicky got her wellness scan and she saw her C1 was like way out of whack, I took it to a chiropractor. Man, when the chiropractor adjusted her C1, you could hear it out in the lobby. It was so loud when he cracked poor Bubba's neck. And it was so funny. She sat up on the table, the chiropractor table. Her face was beet red. Her ears were hot. They were red. Her ears were hot. And she's like almost teary-eyed, the feeling in her face when that C1 got put back in place. This is all stuff you will learn from the scan. We printed our sheets out and took it to our chiropractor. She looked at us and went, "Where did you get this?" We got it from Missy. It's all part of the scan. So, again, when you go through the website, you look at my screenshots, slide on down a little farther, and you'll see a picture of Missy and I with Vicky and Rod Wheeler and Roxanne Dufort, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Our pictures there with her, right below those pictures, are the interviews. So if you're looking to lose weight, listen to number 2 and number 4 interviews, like a 2x4. And if you're thin, you don't need to lose weight, but you want to get a wellness scan, listen to number 7 and 8. And then what you need to do is scroll on down, set up a profile, and get scheduled an appointment that's good for you with Missy. And if you want to do a wellness scan, you could probably set that up with Charity. But you can set it at your own time, your own appointment, convenient for your schedule, and they'll show you what's available for either Missy or Charity right there on the website. Then immediately confirm it, and as soon as you do, you're going to get a text message so you know that your scheduling appointment was received by them down in Battle Creek. So, and I got to tell you, I've known Rick a long, long time. We go all the way back to Tea Party days, I believe, Right to Work, Patriot Movement, him being part of the 2A movement down there in Livingston County, helping commissioners get elected, state representatives get elected, pushing our Second Amendment freedom issues. And Rick is skeptical. You've got to prove it to him. He doesn't accept anything at face value. And when he was out there at the fun shoot with Missy in August and he saw the Zyto cradle plugged into a computer trying to scan people through the kind of spotty internet service we have out there on Muckle Road in Central Lake. Yeah, he wasn't convinced yet. But he did finally schedule an appointment, talked to her, got scanned, and now down 33 pounds in 21 days. God bless you, brother. Good job. So if you want the information, text me program. Just text me program. I'll text you the link to the website, tell you what interviews to listen to. Just text me program and I'll send you the website link. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go to Lansing. What the heck's going on in our capital? Bottom of the hour news of hour number 2. We'll be right back.